Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cavaretta moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is hit by the pitch. Cavaretta moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Jackson scores. Hermansky moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermansky scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Spencer now pitching. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller who is chasing the ball. Mixes reaches third base with a triple. Edwards scores. Borkowski goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti bunts for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Borkowski. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lockman moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Dark moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Joe Hatton now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-1 in the game. Westrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westrum moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Irvin strikes out. Two outs. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Westrum scores. Mays moves to third. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermansky hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mixis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mays hits a line drive towards short. Ramazzotti catches it and throws to first to double up Westrum. 2 outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Irvin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Irvin moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Irvin moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Sadi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Irvin scores. Spencer scores. Rigney moves to second. It's 7-5, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Borkowski. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Rigney scores. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Sadi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermansky hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, Giants. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Sadi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Irvin hits a line drive to right field. Jeff Coat throws towards Raymond Sadi. Raymond Sadi fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Raymond Sadi. Mays goes all the way around to score. Irvin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Giants. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Raymond Sadi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond Sadi is 0-for-2 in the game. Raymond Sadi strikes out. One out. DeFondi pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive towards short. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dark. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schultz now pitching. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermanski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive towards short. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-3 in the game. Raymond Sadi hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Sadi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Sadi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Bob Schultz. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Jack Cusick pinch runs for Frank Baumholtz. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.